It is once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier in the very distant shadow of Pikes Peak. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered for your listening displeasure. And now, without further ado, here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
What are you doing talking during the intro?
Intro?
You think I'm going to have your mics muted the whole time there?
Hey.
Oh, my God. Hi, this is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton.
Hello.
Pop.com, who's bitching about his headphones last episode, so now he's got headphones that he can't control the volume on.
And I'm bitching about them.
And it's either going to be loud or it's going to be gone.
Yeah, I know. That sucks. Yeah. So I'm going to have to wear them like halfway up my ears or something.
Your dainty, sensitive little virgin ears are going to go home
completely violated. So, yeah. I can still hear someone.
You know what you should have done? Spent 13 years working in radio. Your hearing would be decimated by now, as mine is.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. Justin Carmichael, the Jew-wario.
Hey, everybody.
Jew-wario. You know what's great about this is going to post while you're at MAGFest.
Yay.
And so you're like a ghost. You're in two places at once.
Woo.
I'm in two.
Two places at once.
It's kind of like sci-fi, almost.
Ray Louie likes to eat food.
Hello.
Fuck Montrose.
He's cloned.
How are you anyway?
Okay.
Yep. So you were telling us before we started about some KFC, what would you do with a shitload of wet wipes thing?
Yeah, 1,000 wet wipes.
Somebody's got to go and get a shitload of dimes. So what is this contest, once again?
Let's see what it is. And get back to there.
See, he has a phone that you can look stuff up on.
I know, right? You know, and what it is, what the two things that track phones are used for. So that your wife can't find out you're having an affair and selling drugs. Which one are you using it for?
Fuck you.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Don't give him any ideas.
But the track phone
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
The track phone is the primary phone for you, so it has to be the drugs.
It's not the primary phone. I've got a home phone.
No, but it's your primary cell phone.
Yeah, but I don't need a cell phone.
Everybody needs a cell phone.
I don't need a cell phone.
If you don't need a cell phone, why do you have that track phone?
Toss me your track phone. Toss me your track phone. Toss me the track phone.
Toss it. It won't break.
You know what? I'll go to 7-Eleven and buy you another fucking breaks. All right? Give me the fucking phone. No. All right, so you got
it. Mr. I got it here.
Hold up.
Let me delete all my content.
He's going to play your song.
Deleting all my content.
You missed us. Admit it. Okay, so Ray, go.
Okay, what would you do with 1,000 wet wipes? Tell us your ideas. You could win a video camera to film your great idea. And $500, and America will vote for the 10,000 winning idea. Send your ideas to blah, blah, blah.
America can suck it. They'll use the wet wipes to clean up. What's your idea?
I have no idea. I mean, I can't even. 10,000? See, I wouldn't want to handle 10,000 wet wipes, so the camera's not worth it to me.
10,000 or 1,000?
1,000.
1,000.
Okay, never mind.
1,000.
Still. No.
Well,
I'm good.
You'd be lemony fresh.
I don't want to be that lemony fresh.
Justin?
1,000 wet wipes.
What do you usually use wet wipes for?
For chicken, when you eat chicken.
Oh, well, and ribs.
But you're allergic to chicken.
I am allergic to chicken.
So you've got to have your chicken with a side of Benadryl.
Yes.
So he would just wrap chickens in the wet wipes.
There you go.
Yeah, right?
Wrap your entire body.
This is kind of dirty. But this, yes, along those lines, I would donate it to all adult bookstores.
That have the little viewing rooms.
Exactly.
And then film.
Put a dispenser at the door.
I don't know if I want to watch that video.
Somebody will.
Somebody will.
Yeah.
Well, they will.
If they can film Rex
Ryan's
wife.
All of America would have to in order to vote on it.
You know, we're not going to get picked. So, how was your holiday?
Very good.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Nothing. Didn't do a thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched a Doctor Who marathon.
Oh my God.
That's cool.
High five. There you go.
Which season?
The new both the season. Oh, shut up. The new guy?
Yeah.
Matt
Smith.
And the previous guy, David Tennant.
David Tennant.
Yep.
I only just started watching it. My son got us to start watching it.
It's good stuff.
From the first season of the new
very
stuff.
Good, very good. Very good.
Does it...
I didn't think I would like Matt Smith. He's actually really good.
He has an object called a TARDIS.
Let's ignore Derek for a second
here. What the fuck?
And that was before TARD meant TARD. That's from the, 60s?
That's what 70s? No means yes.
Yeah. 1963.
Back when gay was still gay.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy the new ones because it's a lot more modern special effects. You guys remember the 80s? The public television ones that we
PBS.
Saw?
PBS.
Yeah.
Tom Baker.
Yeah, Baker, Peter Davison.
On the shoestring budgets.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
My favorite is still Sylvester McCoy, though. Sylvester McCoy is just my doctor.
You guys couldn't sound more gay if you were in a bathhouse. So, Justin, how was your Hanukkah?
Hanukkah and Christmas were both very good
for me. You have to, you don't have to do anything, but you choose to celebrate both because your wife is...
Is Catholic.
Not Jewish.
My entire family
is not Jewish. You are the lone Jew out.
I am the
lone
Jew.
You are the lonely South Park Jew.
However, there was a funny thing. I made mention that my wife was Catholic and her Italian family on every Christmas brings out a cake and sings happy birthday to Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my wife did that for years growing up.
So I told that on one of my streams and my co-host, Sean Faust, laughed about it, and he Skyped me and said, "Dude, we got to send you a text on your phone that says, 'For he's a jolly good fellow.'" So he goes, "Do they sing 'For he's a jolly good fellow'? Too bad he was crucified." You know, oh my God, that's no. Sure enough,
I gotta remember that dealing with Catholics, you're dealing with Italian Catholics. Yeah, and Italian dangerous. Catholics, they love their Jesus. They love little baby Jesus. They will kick your fucking ass if you go so far as to disparage the little baby Jesus on his fucking birthday. All right? I swear to fucking God, I'll break your fucking skull. You talk about the little baby Jesus like that, I'll fucking break your skull.
That was the worst thing that when I told my grandparents.
Well, it's not like it was a baby when he was crucified.
That is true.
You're right. He was like my age,
not
right?
Nailing a baby to a board. It's
that gives a whole new meaning to baby on board.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But when I told my grandparents I was becoming Jewish, like, oh, okay, that's very interesting.
Turning Japanese. I'm becoming Jewish. I love money.
And
is there a song like "Turning Jewish"?
I could just play
I think I'm turning Jewish.
I'm turning Jewish knees. But a deal I've got for Jew. I could just totally play the soundtrack to Fiddler on the Roof.
There you go. Yeah.
Because he's had that one waiting for me.
Yeah, I didn't load. I don't know if I've got it.
You didn't have the Jew load.
I didn't do the Jew load. I mean, this wonderful song. Yours, you own it. But if you'd like...
You're welcome.
If you'd like...
I said, where's that little pussy?
But if you'd like, I could focus on your other aspects and bring in something like Hava Nagila. Anything. It's up to you. You tell me.
You work with me.
Yeah. How you help me help you. Help me help you. Anyway, so you had a good Hanukkah.
I had a good
Hanukkah. 8 crazy nights. Ate some latkes and donuts. Really
pretty crappy, but yeah.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking one crazy summer.
No, Christmas was much better.
But Christmas was better. So are they trying to force you back into being less Jewish by making Christmas so good? It's like, look, hey, over here, look what you're missing. Look
you got
what
a tree. You're missing.
Hey,
we
got a fucking tree. Got a fucking star on the top. We worship the little baby Jesus. What do you got? You got fucking donuts, right? The donuts are nice.
Doesn't Hanukkah
and gambling.
Get like 13?
Gambling. Everybody likes the gambling.
See, I don't know much about Hanukkah, okay? Since I'm not Jewish.
Well, and...
fuck out.
You know, what I could do, I could replay Justin's very broken explanation from the holiday from a previous episode. And that's why we have
Serif Type.
Or I could just tell you that apparently it's not a high holiday in the Jewish faith. It's actually just kind of a throwaway. Whereas we just assume that Hanukkah is as big to Jews as Christmas is to the Gentiles. It's really not.
No. They are more into Passover and
it's not a high stuff. Holiday. It's a fun holiday, but it's not. They don't place those people over there. The Jewish people, those who celebrate Hanukkah, don't place as much importance as we think they do.
Okay, where's my bagel?
What about Kwanzaa?
Well,
New Year.
Get me started.
Jewish New Year. That is big.
Happy Kwanzaa to everybody.
Don't get me started on Kwanzaa.
Oh, please, really? Please tell us.
Kwanzaa, I mean, you know, I guess everybody
Isn't
could
that
say
type it. Of hut in Vietnam?
Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa.
Touche.
Kwanzaa is a completely bullshit made up holiday.
In
the 1960s, this university professor decided that the black man didn't need to follow the white man's tradition, so he came up with an alternative. And he just came up with the protocols out of his ass. I mean, there's no nice way to say this. He just decided to put pen to paper and come up with an alternative holiday so that the black man didn't be oppressed by celebrating a white man's holiday.
He was a go-getter.
That's fine.
Were there golden tablets involved? Or?
No, there was just one guy in the 60s that said, you know what I believe I'd like? A holiday for my people. And he's so, you know, and more, you know, great. I don't have a problem.
It's got to start somewhere.
It does.
It's true.
But I just...
I mean, I don't think Christmas was celebrated much before Christ.
Out of that has come out.
Well, no, and I'm not going to say that what I celebrate has more importance than what somebody else celebrates. But it's just... To me, it just seems like, well, I don't like what you do, so let's come. It's basically Festivus.
But you see, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
And a lot of people celebrate Festivus because they're morons.
We go out 10,000 years.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Kind of science fictionally.
What is the big deal about Festivus? It's just so. Well, let me finish my point here.
Fine.
I just want to be different. If I'm going to celebrate Festivus because you guys celebrate Christmas and I'm an atheist, and I'm just going to have some fun. You know, just don't do anything. Why do you got to go out and say, well, I've got mine? Okay, so what?
Why do you not want them to have theirs?
It's not that I don't want them to have it. It's just don't go around making like this is a big deal.
Okay, speaking of which.
So it's up to you to decide what's a big deal or not.
No, I just don't think that you can't have instant tradition, Colin.
Can't have instant, but you have to have it start somewhere. That's what I'm saying. You go out 10,000 years and the time gap between Christmas and Festivus. And
there is no
Kwanzaa.
Festivus. Festivus is made up on Seinfeld.
No, I'm just saying, if it holds through the time.
Well. Seriously, Festivus is about as much bullshit as like a fucking Klingon holiday. You know what it is? It's celebrated by a specific niche of geek. And I'm sorry, but that doesn't make you better than anybody else. It makes me sad for you.
The closest you can get is Saturnalia. And that is the original. That was the original. That's where
He doesn't want to hear that.
Come into everything. That's
no,
where,
I love tradition like this.
Yeah, that was Saturnalia. Because it was the winter tradition.
There were pagan holidays long before the mass, you know.
But they lost.
But they lost.
They lost.
How
the war.
Due
they
to
did
the
not
baby
get lost.
Jesus. They got incorporated.
the baby Jesus came along.
Their holiday was preempted, and it was forgotten by... Boy, your camera just sucks.
It does, really. It just turned off.
It wasn't interested.
Was it recording?
It was.
Is it plugged in?
It is.
Oh, does it have like a screensaver or saving mode?
Card full.
Oh, it doesn't have enough memory.
How big of a card?
I'm not going to reveal the size.
Four. It's not the size that matters. It's how you use it.
Size doesn't matter, Justin. But let's
I did
out.
Have to buy an extra 16 gig card for this, just so I could have 4 hours.
You just got an 8 gig, don't you?
Let's find out.
Actually, that would still give him 2 hours, and we haven't been doing it for that long, have we?
Unless he's been.
Oh, unless prior. Yeah, 16, unless there's stuff still on
16
it.
A full. Yeah, because he's had quite a
you
few
You need some
pictures
fingernails,
too.
Dude.
What the hell? Well, why don't you guys talk about something relevant as opposed to what I'm doing?
You know what I did on
That's
my
relevant,
holiday?
We're also
I smoked
filming
pot
it.
Because I like medical marijuana. And so I'm just all jumping right for into it. That, so I was just smoking you away. Know, I was high you know, all
I, Christmas. I love cannabis. I keep it in a bowl on the top of my refrigerator. No, I fucking hate potheads. And this whole medicinal marijuana bullshit. You drive through town and you see on every fucking corner, green wellness.
But
and it's like, you know what? You people are morons.
See, no, here's the thing. I think I was a bit naive. When I saw that, I was thinking, how can they have so many customers to hit all these... They're not setting up shop to help anybody else. They're setting it up so they could legally grow pot for themselves.
Well, yeah.
That's the biggest problem right there.
Four gigs. I am a loser.
Wow, that's an hour.
I know.
He's so small.
I know.
Small.
He's tiny.
Small, it's tiny.
But, you know, luckily I can be bigger.
It's a grower, not a shower.
Just by buying a bigger car.
I guess my biggest problem with this medicinal marijuana is the county didn't think it through, or they did think it through.
Well, no, they thought it through. It's revenue. The reason that they're doing it the way they're doing it and not having it sold in a legitimate pharmacy.
We discussed this.
Yes, it's because it would reduce the revenue that they get off of the taxes, because these places have to pay a registration fee, and then they have to keep track and they have to pay the county taxes on what they sell. Well, if it goes to a legitimate pharmacy, then the legitimate pharmacy is going to do, you know, their due diligence and make sure that this is going out to the people that need it and that have the proper credentials. They don't think these little things. And how much manpower do you think the county has allocated to check up on these places?
Especially when there's 1,000 of them.
Yeah, there, you can't swing a dead goddamn cat without hitting one. And since this started last year, only one doctor's been busted. Bullshit. That was like their poster child saying, you'd better be careful. But you can't regulate it if you don't have the manpower, and you're not going to give it to the pharmacies because that's going to cut down on the revenue that the county gets, because they're going to not sell as much because they're not selling it to themselves, to their friends. Now, granted, the big problem is crime, and when these dispensaries first went up, they, you know, were getting broken into like hours after they opened their doors, and they still are. It's
which
a
is
mess.
Why if you decriminalize it, then there goes the crime part.
And see, here's the thing. On one hand, I agree with you, because the drug trade is huge in Mexico. It's causing tremendous violence along the border. People are getting killed left and right. It's because it is big business. It is big money. It is money for these cartels who grow it and sell it and move it across the border. And it incites the violence because
there's
money at stake.
And it's money for the government in that they can put together these task forces.
Right. But if it were decriminalized, then they would see their way of doing business would just have to change. Because it, you know, suddenly there would be, it would, the industry would be saturated, so to speak. Mm-hmm. There would be more people that could do this without their own private army, and
especially since pot is something you can grow without a whole lot of specialty stuff.
If they ever like really tax it and legitimize it at the same time, it could be a cash crop like tobacco.
But it could be, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's illegal for a reason. And yeah. I know you're going to bring
but
in people.
Your friend Penn Jillette had a whole show on bullshit about it. Had a whole show on it.
Okay, two things. We're not friends. We don't see Christmas friends. I'm a fan of his, but I also reserve the right to disagree with him at times.
But he had a whole show on bullshit. He showed it was bullshit.
Hooray! I don't like.
So he gave you facts and you choose to ignore those facts?
Yeah,
is
because
that what you're doing?
He is Richard Nixon. Basically, he is Richard Nixon.
Okay, so now suddenly Penn and Teller are like a complete hypocrite saying this. Now, Penn and Teller are the brokers of all facts. All true facts must come from Penn and Teller.
What you're saying is that
I reserve the right to disagree. I just, because I don't like marijuana. I don't like
it. I don't like it either. But
I just don't like it. Now, I
don't like the crime that's around
it
either.
I agree that to fix the problem, it should be decriminalized.
Yes. Like it was all the way up until the 70s.
And obviously, you know, the problems of alcohol are prevalent in our society as well.
And crime built up when that became illegal.
Exactly. But I love me the alcohol, but I'm not going to drive with it.
Some people love them the pot, and they won't drive with it.
Okay. And that's fine. I just.
And there's a lot of people that do drive with the pot and the alcohol.
Sure.
I mean,
it's going to happen regardless.
Right. So why spend all this money trying to stop something that's going to happen regardless and build this whole criminal base around it that supports it?
Well, see, there I don't agree with you. You say it's going to happen regardless.
It is happening.
Who says it's going to happen?
No, it is happening.
It's happening.
People are driving
No. What I mean,
while it's illegal.
Oh, I thought what you meant was it's going to happen eventually that it will be legalized.
No. I don't know about that.
Okay. See, that's I don't believe that it will be.
What I'm saying is, as long as it's kept illegal,
California. That vote that was this past November, what was the vote on the California?
It was defeated.
By how much?
I don't know.
It was close, but it was still defeated.
Look it up. You got a computer?
I do have a computer.
That connects to the... You've got both a phone and a computer at hand.
Three!
That connect... Three!
Film this!
So there's four...
Three fucking computers and an iPhone, baby! I could look it up if I wanted.
Look it up!
He doesn't want to.
Look it up, bitch!
All right, so what was that proposition number?
It started with
P O T.
Well, while I'm looking this up, now you have the responsibility of filling time.
Finish up your content.
My thought was essentially that, much like prohibition of alcohol, prohibition of pot is creating a criminal base that can thrive on the fact that they provide what people want against the law, and the government is funding all of this anti-pot stuff.
Okay, I have the Proposition 19, the marijuana legalization, which happened this past year. Yes votes, 4,643,751. No votes, 5,333,359. That's a difference of 46.5%. Yes, 53.5%. No.
And that doesn't even count the people that were too high to get to the polls.
I know, right? They're probably sitting at home stuffing fucking Cheetos down their throat going, you know,
If I'd known it was going to be that close,
oh my
I would have.
God, is that today? Seriously, oh my God. Call Billy. He's got the van. No, dude, his van's missing the tires. Remember, he had to sell him for more pot.
Okay, that's the other thing. With legal pot, you wouldn't have to sell your tires.
Like one other thought.
How do you know?
One other pothead. Thought you have to consider is
Speaking of which, let's jump on Justin here for a second. So
What did I do? So, I didn't smoke any pot.
So suddenly you feel
except
you're...
Except for Christmas.
Suddenly you feel you're like some sophisticate and you can smoke a pipe. And your fans decided to make you healthy and sent you a smart smoke pipe.
Yes, with liquids and everything, and
yeah,
it's wonderful.
Water vapor.
Yeah,
and you can get different flavors and or scents.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually partial to the blueberry. The blueberry is very nice.
I love the smell.
Is that those places around town? Those Indian or whatever?
No, those are hookahs.
No, hookah. Okay. Yeah, hookah is completely different.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
I know? I don't.
What
smoke.
This is yeah. is it's a it's an electronic pipe, and basically it's got an atomizer in it, and you have a specific amount of liquid, and most people use it with most people use it with nicotine liquid, so that they place
so they
the cartridge
fix,
in,
but they
so
don't
they get
have
their
the
fix,
smoke.
But they don't get the smoke.
And another thing is you can
gradually
do these,
take it off.
You can use these things on airplanes.
Oh, yes. So
in
can
elevators.
We use it
because
like,
it's just water vapor. It's basically
just water vapor.
Like turning on a humidifier.
Okay, yeah. Then we can
in the baby room of a hospital.
Jim Beam.
Well,
atomizing alcohol is really a bad
it's a
idea.
It's a very tough thing. In fact, one of the people on my blog even said, "Well, you know, what about putting in pot? What about wouldn't this be a great way to smoke pot? Just make it THC? No, you can't. It's a different type of liquid that you have. Now you could process the THC and then place it into the liquid and make the liquid. But potheads are too lazy.
They are. They're lazy. You know, and the thing is, they don't think they're lazy. They think they're smart.
No.
Oh,
you were making a point though before.
Getting back to pot.
And yes, please.
And the legalization of pot.
Yeah.
There is. How much money we are right now spending on
keeping people imprisoned
in prison
their own pot.
And all the Homeland Security, all the drug busts, the DA. If they legalize it, all that money
is freed up.
No. A lot of people will be out of jobs.
Or they'll have to find new work.
But at the same time, the government is current. I mean, here's the thing.
It's
the
bureaucracy. I'm talking about bureaucracy.
Yeah,
no,
I know. But at the same time, the government is also so deep in debt and have to extend the debt limit already just to function. Well, I know. But see, the thing is, if the Republicans have their way, then that debt limit will not be extended and the government will have to shut down a lot of crucial programs.
Exactly.
But really, is losing a few border guards going to be that big of a crime? I mean, these guys, you know, law enforcement, there's a lot of opportunities across the country. I'm, you know, Yeah, we'll sit here and say, yeah, you can find a job. You're good. You got qualifications. But really, I mean, how much money do we spend on this already? All you got to do is change the way the money is allocated, and you can have a, it'll make a huge difference.
That means changing it across state borders. Certain states want to keep the money within their states.
Well, sure. And there's always going to be certain states that probably will say, okay, fine, just because it's legal now at the federal level doesn't mean it's legal at the state level.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually the problems that the states that want to legalize marijuana are running into.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, it'll be legal to sell at the state level, but it's still a federal crime to possess a certain amount. And that in and of itself, it's a catch-22, but it's also very hypocritical. I mean, you know, wherein... So this is legal at the state level, but if you take it at a federal level, then it's not legal.
Same idea with alcohol going to Utah.
Well,
or making your own moonshine.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
That is illegal.
No, but you can make your own moonshine.
Well, I will say that. Well, you can, but it's still illegal.
You can't sell it.
It's illegal to sell. It's illegal to transport.
Yeah.
With good reason, because you can poison somebody if making. Now, I don't know much about.
Oh, marijuana. Look at the Russians.
What about them?
They make vodka.
Or you just want to vodka. Stare at them for a while.
Yeah, that too. Russian Jews. No. You look at...
Russian Jews! Russian Jews!
There you go.
Why'd you bring that up?
I don't know.
What the hell did that have to do with anything?
A synapse fired.
I guess.
There you go.
Russian Jews! Russian Jews!
Yes. No. Russians make their own vodka. A lot of times it's bad. And they get poisons. You know.
You know what that's called? Right? Thinning the herd.
And
that's why moonshine is so prevalent in the South. In the South. It's because we're not dealing with the smartest people. We're not.
That's why I have no sympathy for
there it. There go our Southern fans.
Yes.
Southern fan.
Let's see. Well, I think the only person who lives in the Deep South that listens would be the evil science chick. And just by name... Just the fact that she calls herself the evil science chick. Yeah, she's really not.
Evil science chick?
Hey, I'll bet she likes science fiction.
Oh, I bet.
No, don't you?
Yeah, no, this is actually what I'm doing in these last two episodes. It's called Making Friends. I hate sci-fi. I hate potheads. Yeah, so they can go fuck themselves. Oh. And fuck Montrose, Colorado.
One final thought on the pot.
Yeah.
When I go to Amsterdam,
thought on the pot.
Right, you're going to Amsterdam.
He's
going to
take a picture of himself smoking.
He's going to be our man in Amsterdam. Did you know you can go into McDonald's and buy like a beer? And I'm not like a paper, like a glass of beer.
Oh wow.
Anyway, he didn't get that.
I got that, but I have no idea how to follow up. I don't remember.
What do they call the Big Mac? I don't know. I didn't go into Burger King.
Yeah.
Big Mac would be McDonald's.
No, you know what?
He's on pot. Forget
He's
him.
On pot. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ray. I'm tired. Your boy is tired. Just like Lay King. Lay King was always tired. You know, you know what happens when you're tired and you're stupid? You make mistakes. I'm tired.
But not stupid.
And stupid.
And stupid.
Smoking too much pot.
Exponential. I'm tired and stupid. I have been up. I was up to like 2 in the morning, and I got up at like 6.
Was up like 2 in the morning?
2 in the morning. And then I got up at 6 to play hockey.
Why were you up 2 in the morning?
Doing the floor still?
Video. I was doing the videos for this stupid podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. So you were saying something?
Yeah, your final thought about pot.
Make it good.
Final pot thought.
I am going to try some.
You're going to try some while you're in
you
Amsterdam?
You are going to become a druggie?
No, I'm not going to smoke it. I want to try the
Are you like a victim
version.
Of reefer madness or something? Do you feel that one joint is going to turn him into a maniac?
Yes.
I really want to try the brownies and the food substance.
The food pot.
The brownies are going to hit you a little bit
or they call it space cakes.
Well, no, let me ask you a question. Have you never done it in your life?
I've smoked it once.
Okay, and how old were you?
6.
Yeah, 6.
20s.
20s. And how did it affect you?
I got hungry.
Well, I think that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
So he figures he can kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
And he's been hungry ever since.
It's going to be a different kind of high for you.
So
it's,
are you doing this just to see what it does to you now?
Yeah,
or just because you're going to be in a place where it is legal and you say,
actually,
fuck it, I'm just going
to. I wanted to see.
No, Derek, think about this.
I'm thinking.
No, if he's eating a pot brownie, then by logic, he shouldn't get hungry.
Or will he get hungrier?
I don't know. I guess that's what he's going to find out.
Well, I will see if I can film it and bring it back.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. Film a segment for the
borrow
podcast.
Borrow his camera.
Make it very clear that
he's
you're in
got
Amsterdam.
An HD camera of his own.
Okay.
Which you, without being smarmy, could teach him how to use too.
Well, okay. If you do film yourself, make it very clear that you're in Amsterdam, okay. So that it doesn't get taken and then used against you. And
yeah.
Film
okay.
like the
standing
sign
by the sign token.
Welcome to fucking Amsterdam.
I got it.
Willkommen til vårt Amsterdam.
Yes. Yeah, show the menu and everything, and
turn on geolocation. And
okay. From what some of my friends who have gone there say, it'll tell you what kind of high you can expect. That's what I've heard. Well, they also sell mushrooms too. Yeah, don't try those.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Fuck yeah. Okay, boss.
Apparently, you know from experience.
No, actually, I have never done
mushrooms.
He's
got friends in high places.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, show of hands around the room. Ever done pot?
No.
Ray and
But
Justin.
As you know, I was around it when I was a kid.
Right, yeah.
So contact high, probably. Secondhand smoke.
Yeah, Ray and Justin have tried the pot. Any other illegal drugs?
No. Oh, well, not illegal. No, I've smoked tobacco.
What about that other stuff?
And that's it.
What?
The stuff that is still legal. I can't remember the name of it now.
Oh, that bullshit with the stuff that does that stuff?
No, it's like pot. It's supposed to get you higher than pot, but it's still legal.
The stuff
it's a plant.
They sell like independent.
What
records.
Is that called?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't go in those places.
I can't remember what it's called. But I guess if none of you know what it's called, then none of you have used it. So.
Yeah.
It's a moot point.
Well, now's when you have to come up with content.
Okay. So what else are you going to do in Amsterdam? Hookers?
Hey, it's legal.
I just don't know.
Hey, it's legal what you're saying. I'm going to eat me a pot brownie, and then I'm going to buy two.
Then I'm
going to
eat me a hooker.
Two fucking pounds of pot brownie.
Eat hooker. Me a hooker.
Jesus Christ. Okay,
and that'll take care of the munchies.
It is called K2. K2 is the legal version of marijuana.
That still doesn't
sound
right.
What's
the street name?
Yeah. Ooh, it comes in flavors like bubblegum and blueberry.
Yeah.
Isn't that stuff that Miley Cyrus was videotaped doing?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
But still, that doesn't sound right. That's not ringing bells. K2. That sounds like a mountain.
I guess the biggest problem, even though I used to smoke cigars, I'm not a big smoker fan.
Well, yeah. I've had a few cigars. And cigars you don't inhale. Well, you still can.
If you want to cough.
If you want to cough. Yeah. That's way too much tobacco.
I mean, you bring it down to about there. I've smoked cigars, but yeah, I just don't care for what the smoke does.
It
burns the tongue. It just doesn't feel good.
Well, it ruins any kind of other flavor. You can have dinner. You can have anything else. It does not taste good. And like, you know, I used to smoke cigars and drink Jack, but it kind of ruins the flavor of Jack.
Well, here's the thing then, Ray. What if you come back with a taste for pot brownies?
Salvia.
That's it, salvia.
Salvia.
You know,
is that the same stuff as K2, or is that different?
I don't know, but salvia is what Miley Cyrus, the video of her high on. This was she was smoking. Apparently, it has psychedelic qualities and is legal in California. I think that it's probably is salvia.
Oh, Colin,
you're setting yourself up for a no knock raid.
I don't know. I'm not that addictive personality.
Here's the answer. Is K2 and salvia the same thing? No. Be aware that most questions and answers regarding K2 or Xphoria are the vendors who use numerous names to post and answer these questions. They are spamming Yahoo Answers, blah, blah, blah. So the short answer is no.
Okay.
K2 and salvia are different, but they are similar to marijuana and are both
legal. I know you hate Tosh.0, but there was
one... I don't hate Tosh.0.
Okay, you weren't impressed
Daniel
by Tosh.0.
I just don't care for his show.
Okay, well, one segment had Tommy Chong and some other guy. Chong did the pot, and the other guy did the salvia, and they had to get through these tires to the other end.
Yeah.
And the guy on salvia just did not make it. He was on his on his back, laughing his ass off, and Tommy Chong made it all the way and was
standing
just like,
over him and laughing at him.
But that's also like giving W.C. Fields a drink.
I know.
Let's be fair.
Unless I'm not that big into sweets in the first place. Okay.
No? So you're saying that'll keep you from
it? So unless they can incorporate pot into like steak or hamburger,
I'm sure they can.
It's butter. How they do it is they make it into a butter. You take the THC, Or the pot.
He seems to
know the man with the answers.
And then you make butter.
Wait a minute.
And then you put the butter into different things. No. No.
Not yet. He's applying.
But you make butter, and that's how you do it. And then you take your butter and you put it into different things. For example, brownies, because THC only connects to the fat globules.
So
if you put it,
you could have a pot burger.
Yeah, if you ate the THC, it wouldn't do anything.
Don't try this at home, kids.
If you put it into the brownie, if you put it into the butter, which is fat globules, you put it into the brownie, then that's what makes it high. So,
that's
what it'll get you.
Ask Dr. Pot.
Jesus Christ. You know, I'll tell you
I'm not a real doctor.
Well, I never expected Justin to be such a wealth of knowledge on illegal fucking drugs.
That is something.
But again, I love being surprised.
Well,
surprise.
You ever been to his house? He might have a basement down there making
He does
stuff.
Have a basement.
I've been to his house. He has the basement, but that's where he tried to
that's
make
where he keeps
Dalek.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No,
that was going pretty good.
There was two failed experiments, your Iron Man suit and your Dalek.
Yeah.
Those are your two greatest
I still got the Dalek, the base.
Yeah.
Someday.
And then you'll build a whole TARDIS.
Someday.
This is Derek Knight with SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Joining us this week, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
It's been fun.
Justin the Jew Wario Carmichael. But you can play this. .com and also a giant raging fucking pothead.
Everybody.
Ray Louie, who is going to get two hookers and a pot brownie when he goes to Amsterdam.
Take care of his munchies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All of his munchies. Yeah.
Both ways.
It's going to happen. We will see you kids back again next weekend.